This Thursday, families all across the United States are celebrating Thanksgiving Day to express gratitude for the many blessings they have received. The national holiday is followed by two of the biggest shopping days of the year, both in stores and online, known as Black Friday and Cyber Monday. However, in reaction to all this spending, non-profit organizations are encouraging people everywhere to remember those in need. Dean Penn spoke to Boaz Paldi, a senior communications specialist with the UN Development Programme, UNDP, who explains why the agency is taking part in hashtag Giving Tuesday on the 3rd of December.
The idea came around in the United States last year because of these two very consumer-oriented days. So everyone buys presents then for Christmas, and everyone's buying and spending money. The Tuesday immediately after that was thought to be a day of giving back as a reaction to these very, very commercial days before that. UNDP joined that movement this year to emphasize that giving is not only the giving of funds, it's also the giving of knowledge, volunteerism, sharing your time, working in your community. And so we need to give in some other way. But the idea of giving is universal, we think.
And now exactly how do people participate in Giving Tuesday? There's a hashtag before the Giving Tuesday, so I assume this is a social media campaign.
Very much the social media campaign, but the idea is a very simple idea. The idea is, what can you, your family, your community, your organization do to give something back? And what can you do to amplify that and tell that story? So first of all, do the act of giving back. So do something. And then tell that story through social media using the hashtag Giving Tuesday. There's about 5,000 entities in the United States and around the world that have joined Giving Tuesday so far. All of them are using the hashtag Giving Tuesday. And so it's going to be very much a trending topic on December 3rd.
What sort of outcomes came from the last one? I mean, I know that was only the United States, but did it generate a rise in, volunteering or philanthropy or anything like that?
It generated a huge rise in charitable giving on that day. In the United States, charitable giving rose by 37% on that day compared to any other day in 2012. So that's a huge amount. On PayPal, you know, the online paying system, it rose by 430%. So it was a really big, big influence on charitable giving. It's hard to tell how much money exactly was raised because it's a decentralized movement rather than a centralized operation. But the estimates are about $10 million last year.
Boaz, thank you very much for coming by. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about Giving Tuesday or about the work of the UN Development Programme?
I would just follow the hashtag Giving Tuesday on that day, and moving forward from now until that day, there's going to be a lot of movement on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Pinterest. We have a wonderful new campaign that we just started, which is called the Unselfie. Now, rather than taking a picture of yourself, taking pictures of something that you're doing for others. So the hashtag for that is Unselfie. Follow that. It's going to be great content that's going to come in from that.